This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to explore not just outer space, but inner space. We're going to talk about how the computer revolution has digitized almost every aspect of our society, except for medicine. It turns out that medicine is one of the last disciplines to be digitized, but with us today to lead us through the impact of the computer on the medical profession is Dr. Eric Topol. He's the author of a number of great books, including The Patient Will See You Now, The Future of Medicine is in Your Hands, and also The Creative Destruction of Medicine. But before we continue, let me make a short announcement, and that is I'll be starting my book tour very shortly. My new book is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of the exploration of outer space. Next year, we're going back to the moon. President Donald Trump has already signed it into law, an executive directive, stating that, yes, our next target is the moon and then on to Mars. And just last week, we had that spectacular launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket, a moon rocket funded by private enterprise capable of going to the moon. So go to my website, mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. It lists all the cities that I'll be traveling in, and it also lists my previous books. I've had 3 New York Times bestsellers, and you can see references to all of them on my website, mkaku.org. And also on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. But once again, today, we're not going to talk about outer space. We're going to talk about inner space with Dr. Eric Topol, author of a number of great books, including The Creative Destruction of Medicine and The Patient Will See You Now, The Future of Medicine is in Your Hands. So, Eric, first of all, explain to us how you got interested in medicine as a youth.
Oh, well, that's interesting, Michio. I have always been into the whole genetics of man, and even in college, you know, I wrote a thesis on prospects for gene therapy. That was about 40-some years before its time, unfortunately, but finally it clicked. But I've always thought that genetic code was just another digital part of man, and of course, in more recent times, we have started to digitize human beings, and perhaps you could look back and say the genome was one of the earliest parts of that story.
Now, when we interact with a doctor, first of all, we have to get an appointment, and the appointment is perhaps weeks into the future, and then we have to go see the doctor, wait for the results, call the doctor again, schedule another appointment, and it sounds like something out of the Middle Ages. Now, we're in the computer age where we have instantaneous results, so do you think, therefore, that we're going to enter the cyber age of medicine?
Yeah, there's no question that's eventually where we're going to go. As you can easily recognize, there's tremendous resistance, reluctance to change in the medical community. But this is an inevitable arc. The fact that you can do so much without the traditional going to an appointment. In fact, even today with telemedicine, and even you can summon a doctor to your home in many cities through an app. So we're starting to see some of the real classic medical encounter, which, as you say, take weeks to, an average in the United States is 3.1 weeks to get an appointment, and the average wait once you get to this appointment is over 60 minutes. And people's time is valuable. And this disorganization and chaotic aspects of how patients go to see doctors and then result in things like having to go to the emergency room, urgent care, getting hospitalized unnecessarily. These are all part of the sickness of our current health system.
Now, Eric, I understand that in the segment with Stephen Colbert, you actually asked him to take off his shirt. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, so I was going to do, and I did do, an ultrasound, an echocardiogram of his heart. And so this got a lot of oohs and ahs because he's never taken his shirt off in front of his audience there. And I was joking with him and said, "Oh, my gosh, it looks like you have an aortic dissection." He got a little rattled.
And I would be rattled, too.
Right. And I said, I don't think he appreciated turning the tables where I was playing a joke on him. He's so good at doing that to everyone else. So that was an outtake. I've never been able to get a copy of it, but it was a lot of fun, actually.
Okay. Well, I have a friend of mine who is a physician, and he took out his iPhone. He put an attachment on the iPhone, and he said that attachment allows him to do things like send his pulse rate and, certain basic features of his blood pressure to a physician if he wanted to. But the next step would be going to an EKG. Can we do that yet? Can we actually take out our cell phone? How does that work?
Well, there's a little credit card, even smaller, like half the size of a normal credit card, where you put your fingers on it. It makes a loop with your heart, and you can get your cardiogram right on your phone. And there's actually FDA approved, and you can order it through Amazon. I mean, that's like old stuff now. In fact, you can even have your continuous heart rhythm monitored through your watch. There's a FDA approved artificial intelligence system which tells whether your heart rate is out of proportion to your physical activity, and is a deep learning algorithm, so it learns about you, and then it tells you that something's off the track and you should record your cardiogram through your watch by your thumb, putting it on the band of your watch, and you get a readout whether you have atrial fibrillation or any abnormal heart rhythm. So we've gone way past the ability just to get a cardiogram. Now we have algorithms for monitoring through a smartwatch.
Okay. Now, my younger brother is actually a cardiologist, and I still remember about 30 years ago having a conversation with him about whether or not you could get an EKG system that'll monitor your bodily functions, your heart, and tell you if you have a heart attack. That is, it would be artificially intelligent. It could weed out false alarms and tell you that, yes, you are in the middle of a heart attack. And my brother convinced me that, technology is decades away. Well, those decades have now passed. And so the question is, how good are we at using artificial intelligence to analyze your heartbeat and tell you that, yes, you should check yourself into a hospital and it's not the pizza that you had last night? Are we there yet?
Well, first of all, I didn't know your brother was a cardiologist. That's quite a genetic endowment in your family. That's impressive.
Thank you.
The second thing, we don't really have at the moment any way to diagnose an impending heart attack. There's two things where you're bringing up. One is that you can diagnose a heart rhythm abnormality, which some people misconstrue as a heart attack. That's not, their heart attack means you have a blockage of an artery and you're having death to heart tissue, scarring of heart tissue, and it's life threatening if it's a large heart attack. A heart rhythm abnormality, I mean, you can die from it, but it's not a heart attack. So we can detect heart rhythm abnormalities, yes. And also there are new ways to do blood tests to tell whether there's been damage to the heart muscle through a protein called...
Okay, Eric, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, The Patient Will See You Now, with Dr. Eric Topol. So stay tuned as we discuss inner space, not outer space, with Dr. Topol.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Eric Topol. He is the founder and director of the Scripps Translational Science Institute in La Jolla, California. Currently, he's a professor of genomics at the Scripps Research Institute. He's the author of a number of great books, including The Patient Will See You Now, The Future of Medicine is in Your Hands, and also The Creative Destruction of Medicine. Well, Eric, when we last left off, we were talking about whether or not it's possible yet to create a device that is handheld or in your watch or in your cell phone or maybe in your clothing that would use artificial intelligence to tell you that you're in the middle of a heart attack, that it's not the pizza you had last night, that you really, really got to call an ambulance. So are we almost there yet, that to the point that instead of wondering whether or not we're having a heart attack, we know when to call 911?
Right, so if you're getting at the fact that is heart muscle going down? That is there actually damage to the heart muscle, which is the real definition of a heart attack? That is a blockage, a cessation of blood flow to the heart muscle, loss of its oxygen and nutrients. So we're getting to the point where you could potentially do your own troponin test at home with a finger stick, and that will tell you if it's high. That means that there's been some death of heart muscle cells. But you know what, Michio, I don't know that that's such a practical thing, because if you're having chest pain, you're not going to want to go ahead and do a finger stick and wait for the results for this blood test. I think you want to get evaluated. In fact, time is muscle, and it's really important that we get people who think they may be having a heart attack to the emergency room as quickly as possible. So if an artery is blocked, it can be opened up, back up again. So we're still a ways to go before we can diagnose a heart attack by ourselves. And moreover, what we really want to do is prevent the darn things completely. We don't want to, once the horse is out of the barn, it's not especially as helpful as preventing them in the first place. And that means picking up imminent signs that a heart attack in the next days, weeks, is starting to be incubating.
Okay. Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about cancer. Now, recently there's been some news about what are called liquid biopsies, that today you could have cancer colonies growing in your body, but you won't know it. You won't know it till a tumor forms, maybe years, decades into the future. But with liquid biopsies, we'll be able to detect traces of cancer cells circulating in your bloodstream, maybe years, maybe decades before a tumor actually forms. So tell us a little bit about liquid biopsies, and could that change the way that we prevent tumors and cancers from forming?
Yeah, this is really one of the most exciting things, Michio, in all of cancer medicine. The real story here is, as you know, cancer is a genomic disease. And now it looks as if what you can get out of a tube of blood in the plasma, where there's a little bit of circulating tumor DNA that's sitting in this plasma, and it even can be sequenced. So the idea here is for people who have possible cancer, instead of having to do a biopsy, which can be painful and has risk and it's expensive, we could just find out even more from this plasma sample in a tube of blood. And moreover, it may even be more representative, because when you do a biopsy, you're only getting, you know, one sample or a few samples, whereas this is the admixture of that entire cancer organ, let's say if it's the liver or the lung or wherever. So this has a lot of promise as a way to make the diagnosis and to follow people while you give treatment, to see if you can get rid of the tumor DNA showing up in the blood, or you can follow the clones and what's going on in the genomics of the cancer. Now, one other thing that's really exciting, and I think you touched on this, is that you could potentially diagnose cancer in healthy people, whereby you go for your checkup and you get a liquid biopsy, you know, this one tube of blood, to see if there's any tumor DNA. The big question there is, there may be false positives. There may be people who are getting a threat of cancer, and then their immune system kicks in and squashes it. So, you know, we don't know enough about the natural history of people who are healthy. But we do know, and we're getting lots more information, that this liquid biopsy is going to be quite useful in following people with cancer, sequencing that tumor DNA, and tracking people, so you don't have to do PET scans and very expensive other types of scans, which not only are expensive, but they involve ionizing radiation, which has its own risks. So this is a real big turnaround. It's still in the early phases, but it looks very promising.
Now, I understand that liquid biopsies are so good that you can detect one cancer cell out of a billion
billion cancer cells in your blood. And so even though, of course, that doesn't protect you against cancer, it would give you advance warning that you might have cancer growing in your body. But the question is, even if you did isolate that handful of cancers in a cancer colony, not a cancer tumor, but a cancer colony, would you be able to do anything about it? Like, for example, you would have to know where the cancer itself is located and what type of cancer it is, and then how would you remove it? So are we at that stage yet, or are we simply at the stage of detecting cancer years before a tumor forms?
Well, the only evidence we have right now of being able to pick up cancer in healthy people is actually, interestingly, in pregnant women, when they would have their so-called non-invasive prenatal test at 10 weeks or 12 weeks, and that's supposed to look at fetal DNA in the plasma. And about near 100 women now, out of millions that have been tested, so it's a low incidence, have been found to see tumor DNA in that sample. And then they were worked up to find out where is that coming from, and they had all the different types of cancers. And then it proved to be true that they actually had cancer, and then they had it treated. For example, having a tumor from the colon resected. So we have a limited experience now, and now the whole idea is we need to take high-risk people. For example, they have genetic risk of certain cancers, like whether it's breast cancer, colon, and others, and to start on a yearly basis, do a large study. So, you know, we have a lot to learn about this, but it looks like someday we'll be able to pick up detection, that's what you're getting at, extremely early, well before it would be manifest on a scan, and certainly before there are any symptoms. That's the goal in the future.
Now, some futurists have speculated that maybe our first line of defense against cancer would be our toilet. Because, of course, we go to the bathroom several times a day. Our bodily fluids are right there. So the question is, are our bodily fluids sufficient to give us information about cancer enzymes, cancer genes, cancer proteins that may be circulating there? Or does it really have to be a blood test to detect the presence of cancer cells circulating in our body?
Well, that's a really interesting question. A lot of data now suggests that you could detect cancer through urine, through the breath, even because of the organic aldehydes that are abnormally showing up in breath, and possibly through stool as well. So, you know, there's lots of interest in that. That is that same idea of this circulating tumor DNA showing up through other means, but there's nothing yet that, you know, is in the clinical trial status. It's just a lot of preclinical early studies that suggest that that someday might be possible.
Okay. And also, how close are we to the commercialization now of liquid biopsies? Like, for example, you just can't go to your doctor and order a test to see whether or not there's cancer cells circulating in your blood, maybe a decade before a tumor forms. You can't do that yet, but it's coming. Do you have any sense of when liquid biopsies may become commercially available?
Well, they are indeed commercially available for people who have cancer, you know, for follow-up of people, whether it's, you know, during treatment or with a putative cure for long-term surveillance to make sure they, it never comes back again. So that's commercially available. There are many companies that have this assay now available, where not just detection of the tumor DNA, but also sequencing. And so there's actually 50 different companies working in this. And there's
Eric, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, The Patient Will See You Now. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Eric Topol. He's the founder and director of the Scripps Translational Science Institute in La Jolla, California. He's a professor of genomics at the Scripps Research Institute and author of a number of great books, including The Creative Destruction of Medicine and The Patient Will See You Now. And that is, The Future of Medicine is in Your Hands. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about cancer. And, of course, one of the new breakthroughs in cancer therapy, not just cancer detection, but cancer therapy, is immunotherapy. So could you tell us what's happening with cancer research and therapies, given the fact that we have surgery, we have chemotherapy, we have radiation, but now we have immunotherapy? Could you elaborate?
Right, so this is a fascinating area, and outside of the liquid biopsy we were just talking about, it's the most exciting new dimension of cancer to understand that the person, it's not the tumor now, but the person who has cancer, how do they deal with that with their immune system? Is their immune system geared up to take on the cancer? And turns out there's many different ways that it can be revved up. So you can take the brakes off the immune system with these so-called checkpoint inhibitors that are now approved, commercially approved, and there's multiple new checkpoint inhibitors. And then the other big thing, which is now approved and is growing, is engineering a person's T cells to specifically go after certain antigens, so-called neoantigens, on the surface of a person's cancer. So what we have now is the recognition that the immune system is pivotal to getting a cure or control of a person's cancer. And some people, they have a very intact, strong immune system, but too many people don't. The problem we have today is that these various immunotherapies, which are very expensive, they don't work in a significant proportion of people. When they do work, it's, you know, quite impressive. It can even be in people with, you know, widely metastatic disease. But oftentimes they fail. And so we have a lot to learn still about how to use them, who will respond, which ones. There are many different other immunotherapies in the hopper. And so hopefully someday we're going to master this ability to rev up the immune system specifically. Because if you unleash it, it can actually harm a person, and we've seen many examples of going in the auto destruction, you know, going after different organs in the body, and it can actually be lethal. And there's also a thing called cytokine storm. It could actually lead to release of all sorts of humors from cells. So this is powerful stuff, this immunotherapy to rev up the immune system. And there's a fine line between squashing the tumor versus potentially the one's own cells, vital cells. So it's important, big and exciting area.
Now, isn't it true that we get cancer several times in our lifetime, but our body is capable of recognizing it with our T cells and destroying those cancer cells? But eventually, the cancer cells mutate, and they mutate to the point they become invisible to our T cells, and then we're in big trouble. So using genomics now and using computers to analyze the genes that we have, in the future, won't it be possible to engineer therapies specifically to take out cancers rather than using a buckshot effect? So don't you think that immunotherapy is still in its early stages, that we can sharpen it by using genetic engineering?
Well, I think to your point, we're going to eventually develop cancer vaccines. You know, so we're going to eventually use those in a very customized, individualized way for people at high risk for cancer. But we don't know yet.
Eric, we have to end this segment, but shortly we'll get right back to your book.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Eric Topol, author of the book, The Patient Will See You Now. Also, as I mentioned before, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'll be going on a book tour. Maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you, signing a copy of The Future of Humanity. That is, the future of humanity in outer space as we enter a new golden era of space exploration. Starting next year, we're going back to the moon after a 50-year gap. That's right, we're going back to the moon December of 2019. NASA is going to send the SLS booster rocket with the Orion capsule back to the moon in an unmanned mission. And after that, a manned mission to the moon and then on to Mars. So find out more by getting a copy of my book by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And also, there's mention of my other books. I have three New York Times bestsellers, so go to my website to find out what it's all about. Well, once again, with us today is Dr. Eric Topol. He's a professor of genomics at the Scripps Research Institute, author of a number of great books, including The Creative Destruction of Medicine and The Patient Will See You Now. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the brain. The brain is a frontier area. We do not have major breakthroughs with regards to Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. They are simply incurable at the present time. However, there's been some progress made in terms of creating a memory chip and perhaps using artificial intelligence to identify who is going to come down with Alzheimer's. So tell us a little bit. The computer revolution, has it made any inroads into brain research?
Well, there's no question that there's lots of effort, intense effort, to understand the brain more and to come up with treatments that really get to the underlying parts of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and other neurodegenerative diseases. But as you point out aptly, we haven't made any substantive progress in doing that yet. The treatments for Parkinson's are just treating symptoms. There is no treatment that today that prevents the progression of Alzheimer's. So this has been a vexing area, but we have many different brain initiatives. We now can grow brain cells in a dish and try out drugs for specific people. So we're going to see progress eventually. I'm confident of that, but at the moment, it's definitely been an area where it's been a much slower go than what we've talked about in cancer and heart disease.
Okay, and also with regards to the memory chip, in the New York Times just last week, it was mentioned that the United States military has dumped $70 million to perfect a memory chip to aid GIs who had spinal cord injuries, brain injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan. So far, the brain chip that's been used will improve memory by about 15%. That's not much, but still it's better than nothing, especially for epileptics. But do you foresee a time when computer technology can begin to unravel the mysteries of the brain? We have the Connectome Project. We have researchers that are actively using artificial intelligence to analyze MRI scans of the brain. What are your thoughts about where some of the breakthroughs may happen in the future?
Well, I think the idea of putting a chip in the brain, that's obviously not an easy procedure to go through. It has to have a lot of high yield, and I think we know there's deep brain stimulation to help treat Parkinson's, to treat refractory epilepsy, and many other neurologic conditions. We have good experience with that. One of the exciting jumps was the use of wireless optogenetics for treatment of these, so that, in fact, we might be able to do this far more efficiently in the future, and, in fact, not even have to, put a chip in the deep brain, for example. So you're absolutely right that the connection of the brain to the field of optogenetics is starting to really come up with ideas, new ways to. We've so much relied historically on medications, but perhaps there's a much, now that we can map in any individual precisely what's going on in their brain where there's a problem. The idea of anatomic, optogenetic chips, wireless controlled implants, these are all things that are now getting a lot more attention. We'll have to see where it goes.
Now, we have to take another short commercial break, but after that, let's get right back to your book, The Patient Will See You Now. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Eric Topol, author of that book. He's also a professor of genomics at the Scripps Research Institute and founder and director of the Scripps Translational Science Institute. So let's take a short commercial break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Instead of exploring outer space today we're exploring inner space, specifically how the computer revolution is changing the way we view medicine. We're talking about the digitization of medicine with Dr. Eric Topol, author of a number of great books, including The Creative Destruction of Medicine and The Patient Will See You Now, The Future of Medicine is in Your Hands. Now, on Science Fantastic, we've had a number of people from the XPRIZE, and they say that the holy grail of medicine would be to create the tricorder from Star Trek. Now, you recall the old Star Trek episodes where Dr. McCoy would get this little handheld device, point it in the direction of a patient, and instantly you knew exactly what was wrong with the patient. That was called the tricorder, and of course, it does not exist. But there is an XPRIZE. Millions of dollars are being offered to people who can come up with an approximation of the XPRIZE. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about one day will we have a handheld device that can diagnose patients just by pointing at it?
Well, the XPRIZE for the tricorder was given out last year, end of last year. It really wasn't that impressive. It wasn't really like the tricorder that I think you and I would envision, Michio. But what I would like to think is that the smartphone that's medicalized more and more over time is going to evolve into the tricorder. So today you can do exquisite imaging, ultrasound imaging of anywhere in the body except for the brain with your smartphone. More and more blood tests are going to be assayed through a droplet of blood and then through the smartphone. And so many things are going to be basically integrated with the smartphone that it eventually it's going to become an extraordinary medical diagnostic device, and it will be superseding the tricorder as envisioned on Star Trek.
Now, also, some people think that the MRI scan would be an ideal device if we could miniaturize it. In Scientific American, they profiled the work of two German scientists, physicists, who made a MRI machine the size of a briefcase. And it successfully probed into the body
even though it was the size of a briefcase, not the size of a laboratory. And they predicted that the smallest MRI machine compatible with the laws of physics would be the size of a cell phone. So do you foresee a time in the future, who knows when, but perhaps in your medicine cabinet? In your medicine cabinet, you may have more computer power and diagnostic ability than a modern hospital today. What are your thoughts?
Well, I do agree that in your home, whether it's your bathroom or your bedroom, the computing power to be able to monitor, like an intensive care unit, if there's an acute illness, and for prevention of many conditions, medical conditions, whether it's things like asthma and heart failure and epilepsy and a long list. Yes, I really think that's where things are headed in this computer medical age with AI, artificial intelligence, deep learning algorithms that will process that data, and it has to be done seamlessly so it doesn't interfere with one's normal life. But yes, we are headed there. It's going to take a while. Medicine never likes change, but we'll get there someday.
Okay, and other people say that groups like IBM are advancing something called RoboDoc. RoboDoc is artificially intelligent, appears as a holographic image or an image in your cell phone or your iPhone or even your wallpaper, speaks perfect English, ordinary English, accesses the internet, and gives you sound medical advice almost for free. So some people think that could really cut through layers and layers of red tape, because in your wristwatch, in your wallpaper, in your iPhone, you'll talk. You'll talk to a robotic image of a doctor that gives you sound medical advice almost for free. So what are your thoughts about the day when we have RoboDoc, RoboLawyer, that is artificially intelligent helpers that we simply talk to on your wristwatch? What are your thoughts?
Well, I do think, I actually wouldn't have called it a RoboDoc, but I do think we're going to have a virtual medical coach. So today, as you know, there's a lot of popularity with things like Alexa and Google Home and Apple. These devices that are really quite extraordinary for just as a voice assistant, a smart speaker. But what we're going to see evolve, instead of these cylinders, we're going to see, whether it's through a smartphone, an avatar, or some other form, we're going to see where that processing of all your data seamlessly with all of the medical literature, all that then giving you advice. Of course, this is for people who want it. It's not for everyone. Giving you advice to keep you healthy, whether that's because you have a medical condition or you're at risk for developing one, that eventually is going to be the norm for most people. And it's going to help prevent a lot of medical problems someday.
Now, some people say, won't this replace the doctor? Other people say that this will just be a tool by which humans make judgments, judgment calls, because robots, well, you just can't trust them to make judgment calls because they lack experience. They lack know-how. So what are your thoughts about the fact that these devices will be helpers rather than replacement for doctors?
Well, helpers is definitely the right thing. I mean, there is no artificial intelligence that understands human beings, that truly can provide any empathy, any human connection. So at best, what this is an information conduit, which is important. And, of course, complementing what humans can do and doctors, that this is processing data that is superhuman. So here you take the best of both worlds. You get the machine power of dealing with all this data that's constantly being generated, and at the same time, you need that human connection. So I look at it as a partnership, apprentice, assistant, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest today has been Dr. Eric Topol of the Scripps Research Institute, La Jolla, California. And he's the author of a number of great books, including The Creative Destruction of Medicine and The Patient Will See You Now. And you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to record a message or ask a question. The number to call is 612-5678. 648135 to get on science.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.